5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
7 nights of hell is what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. 7 nights of hell is in your ears, you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is episode, I think this is episode 164 of 79th and Hallis. Man, we are here, of course, as usual. We are your hosts. I'm Scott at Barbchair Scott on Twitter and Instagram. Flows, you can follow him at FlowsAndelini on Twitter and Instagram. 79th and Hallis at 79th A&D Hallis on Twitter. Let's get into it, man. This is our sixth season. Sixth season with this podcast covering this god-awful franchise. This is our first season actually covering the franchise at the field. So this, to me, I don't even know where to start. This is hilarious. This is a hilarious game. We sat up here on the preview pod. We sat up here really for the last 2 weeks saying that tear it down. Bears don't need to lose it, win any more games. This was a peak. Awesome, awesome tank job by our tank commanders, Mitchell David Trubisky and Matthew Nagy. It was awesome. I've never in my entire life, I've been a Bears fan for at least 20 years. I've never had a loss and I was actually ecstatic about it. I was like, that was awesome. We had the lead. We saw, you know, it was an entertaining game. And it just, and at the end, it just all crumbled so quickly. It was awesome. And for Mitch to fumble it, oh, icing on the fucking cake. Icing on the cake. I was just ready to hear from Trubisky choosing. Did you see the amazing pass out of the play action and let the commit? Mitch! Yeah, now what? Hold that, in the words of Carlos Boozer. So.
Wait, the fumble?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
You got better points than that.
I know, but I just want to put that in there. I have to. But it's an overall bad game. But this is the defense. Was terrible. I'm not letting you niggas off the hook. What are you, 450, 100, 460 yards? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I feel like the defense, you know, they've been let off the hook this year. They've been let off the hook. And it has a lot to do with Chuck Pagano, obviously, in this soft coverage. But these niggas ain't been playing well. Like, if you can name who are the people on the defense you say have had legitimately good seasons? Roquan Smith, Khalil Mack, Jalen Johnson. That might be it. Eddie Jackson can't tackle. This is Eddie's, I believe, his worst season as pro. Kyle Fuller be doing some bullshit. You know, Akeem's been good. He's been cool. He's been smooth.
All these niggas is mid, bro.
it's laughable, man. And as y'all all know, the Bears have never fired a coach midseason. They've never fired a coach and a GM in an offseason ever. It might be a first time for everything. Do you think these two? Actually, I think Ted Phillips is on a hot seat too.
How is he on a hot seat though? That's the thing though.
Because he hires the people. Like, he's
the
money.
Made into the family.
I guess so. But see, they might give him the professional firing like they did John Paxson. And when John Paxson got reassigned, or they parted ways mutually. That's a respectful way of telling you get the fuck out of here. That's what they're probably going to do to Ted Phillips. Move him to a different segment where he's not hiring and fire and hiring and firing the GMs and the coaches.
Oh, you're right. He is not. No, he's not married to the family.
Okay.
So, well, no, I it's who's above him?
George? Yeah.
And my, he's been there since what? Ted's been there since what? 2003? 2001?
Ted's been there since 2001.
Jesus. In my estimate, well, no, that's 20 years. You've had plenty of time. I'm firing you. You know what I'm saying? Especially fiscally right now as they hurt. Hire someone who's younger, who you won't have to worry about capital as much. You know, here's the thing with this Bears team. That was an entertaining offensive game. But the way I saw the defense play, I said, oh, no. I said, they can't stop a thing. They weren't getting anywhere near Matt Stafford. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for that terrible, one terrible throw he had to allow him, because they would have scored that drive. They would have won by 10 themselves.
Yep.
Or 11 themselves. It's just a shame when I watch the Bears. I don't really know what to say about them at this point. I can't act like I'm not upset, because sure, I want them to lose. I mean, I want them to win. No, sorry. We said we were phrased that. I want them to lose for tank reasons, because there are enough quarterbacks where the Bears can net themselves a top 10 pick. Because, I mean, if I look at right now the standings of the NFL, well, shout out to the Jets for hilariously tanking that last loss. I don't know how you can watch that Jets-Raiders game and don't think they tanked that. Hail Mary, 50 yards away, you're going seven, you're rushing seven, and you're having the QB spy. No. There's everyone else is man. Basically, cover zero. There is no way that's not tanking. Anybody else runs prevent. It's the only play you do. But you got the Jets, the Chargers, the Bengals, the Jaguars, Cowboys, Eagles, the whole NFC East. Well, then you know, because of positioning and seeding is weird. But Niners, Lions. So you got a lot of people standing in the way of getting you a high pick. And right now, the best thing for you to be would the best thing for them to do would be to lose the rest of the games, so they can get a low top 10 pick. Probably 10 or 11 or 12 is their best bet if they want a QB going forward. I saw somebody mention, man, we should bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick. I said, for what?
Nigga, no.
He said he can make the best out of a worse situation. I'm like, we don't need him to make the best. And this is why I wonder, how do you people have jobs when you say something so ill-informed? You know what I mean? There is no reason that we need someone to make the best. We don't need anybody to make the best. The only thing the Bears need to do is lose everything and get a quarterback from this draft. That's their best estimate. And, you know, right now with all these teams, this is a historically bad season. You know what I mean? There are a lot of historically bad teams right now. And I think the main focus for the Bears should be just talent evaluation. You know, and what I saw from the day, I got pissed. I won't act like I didn't. I got pissed because I cannot act like I didn't. I sat and I said, okay. I said, all these touchdowns are wide open, wide open. And this all the Lions should have swept us this season. That's the funny part.
That's the cold hard facts.
This should be a Lions sweep, because remember he passed Matt Stafford had a touchdown pass to number 33, the running back, forgot his name. That he dropped. Wide open dropped. And in this play for the lead, he hit that same pass and it was a completion. All this is just, you know, retribution for what happened earlier. The Bears should have lost the Bears should have been swept, and the Bears should have been swept. How many NFC teams have we played? The Vikings twice or just once?
Once. We played them in 2 weeks. We played the Texans this upcoming week, and then the Vikings again after that.
Make no mistake, the Bears will get swept by the Vikings too.
Oh, for sure.
And what I want to happen is a catastrophic total failure as it is right now. Make everybody else lose. But even with that said, a loss like this pisses me off, whereas in the Packers loss, I didn't care. I'm like, you all sucked the whole game. It's not really anything special or hurting me. Whereas that I saw from the offense, I'm seeing them play hard. I'm seeing them running with purpose, throwing, you know, get running around with purpose. And for the defense, they're covering grass. Somebody mentioned that today. I said, that's so correct. Even if you're covering a zone, you are still aware of the men that are around you. You don't cover a zone. You don't run cover two and then cover that cover two zone if you're a quarterback and then just stay there and say, well, all right, I'm covering the flats, but I see somebody, but I'm not going to really pay attention to him. And you're not, you don't play as a safety. And you, when you're, if you're once again back in cover two and you have a deep zone and you're not going to sit there and say, well, I see somebody coming to me, I'm not going to focus on them. You're going to go cover them because that's your zone. The Bears were covering grass all day with no focus or recognition on who was coming up to them. And that's where I say get rid of everybody. And I mean, the only way the Bears get past this and into some new life is you get rid of them. How long was Ryan, John Paxson with the Bulls in that capacity?
17 years.
This is how long Ted Phillips has been in his capacity. Of course, two
Ted Phillips was only there 2 years longer than John Paxson.
And it's time right now to get rid of him. It's time to get rid of him.
Or reassign him to strictly whatever. That's not have anything to do with football operations. Because that's what they're going to do. They're not going to outright fire him.
No, of course not.
Because they're going to be on Sopranos. It's all in the family bullshit.
Basically. What does John Paxson do now?
I mean, he's a senior advisor, a.k.a. shut the fuck up and just keep take this check we give you.
Makes sense. But, yeah, it's.
I'm surprised you got upset because you always telling me and everybody else, you should know this by now. What are you getting angry for? Save yourself.
Well, see, I'm not about to go be tripping and say, oh, my God, I'm so pissed off. No. In that moment, I was upset because I said, what? Because the players look like they didn't try on defense. You know what I mean?
So you think it was the defense didn't try, the offense did today. That's what you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do one or the other. Either you all don't try or you all try. But don't sit up there and then have it be inconsistent like that. You know what I'm saying? You had a near-perfect game for Mitch. What do you want? What more do you want? You scored 30 points. You've only scored 30 points twice, and that was a come-from-behind win in Atlanta. You scored 30 points purely of pure offense. What in the world? You shouldn't lose. Dude, there was a
you point once. I have a stat for you that you're just going to go exactly what you just said. A stat that shows you how close the Bears were to winning this game. So, with 4:33 left in the fourth quarter, Bears had a 99.1 chance to win via ESPN win probability. 99.1.
And that upsets me. That upsets me. I can't act like it doesn't upset me because that's just stupid. That is just the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. There is no way this should have happened. There is no way that they should have gave up TDs like the way they did. Matt Stafford's a good quarterback. But the Lions? A team is not good, and first of all, and it's not like their running game killed me. Adrian Peterson killed it. Adrian Peterson ran for 3.6 yards. He did nothing spectacular. He bursted through the hole for a few close TDs. Come on now. That's nothing that's going to get me crazy. Pavi could get a TD if you block well enough. That does nothing for me. But when it comes to allowing wide, every touchdown was wide open. Every single one. To the point that Matt Stafford started styling. He started saying, I'm finna sidearm everything. That's what interception happened, because he decided to sidearm it. That is the only reason. If he would have been smart and just threw a regular pass, it would have been picked off and they would have scored. And that type of effort is unacceptable. And that's where if I'm a GM, I'm firing. I'm firing Pagano. I'm firing Nagy. Lazor would have to be the interim head coach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He'll have to be the interim head coach, and they'll have to fill in the ranks from everybody else. It'll be freaking fire. Everybody else moves up a position. That's the only thing I could do. It may suck for the players, but it's more of a symbolic gesture at this point that we're not going to tolerate this level of failure. And right now, we want to get the stench of them off our team right now. But some people like all the season's over. It doesn't really matter. You know, we might as well keep them. I'm like, no, because you want to at least let the fans know that you're committed to excellence, or you're committed to trying. You know what I mean?
It's like you said, it's culture. Remember everything we said about when they got here? Culture, 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 culture. It's the same shit. The same fucking shit. Just a different day. Yeah, that's why I'm mad at everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, Allen Robinson's going to get on Twitter today and get mad at us. You know what I'm saying? I tweeted a tweet. I was like, he's not worth the money that he wants, and I don't care if he sees this tweet. I don't care. Like, you out here, you juke the cornerback and stepped your ass out of bounds.
That's Anthony Miller.
No, I'm talking about on that last play on the fourth down. before the fourth day. That was Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking.
You know what I'm saying? From that to not getting the 50-50 balls, you being don't hop in your Twitter and on your Twitter and try to get mad at the fans for that, especially when we spend majority of the season talking about re-sign A-Rob. Your beef is not with us. You know what I'm saying? And I'm with you. Everybody has to go. Chuck Pagano, Matt Nagy, and you were at the podium today. But were you on the Matt Nagy call or no?
No,
because they asked Matt Nagy a question. What went wrong? How did it all go wrong over these last 2 years? And he said, "I don't know." That is the tone of a man who knows he's gonna get fired. And nobody gonna hire his dumbass as offensive coordinator either. That's not happening. And I don't know. And I thought Bill Lazor called a decent game. I think he protected Mitch. He didn't put him in any type of
He called a freaking Sean Payton game.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Leak outs. Drag routes, slants, out routes. Take two shots, call it a day. That's it. Yep. That was a very simple game that – this is why they scored 30 points, because anybody can do that type of style if you commit to it, and that's what they did. It's so, simple
and
as that.
That also exposes Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
If Bill Lazor figured that shit out.
Exactly. If Bill Lazor figured that out in two games, which you couldn't figure out in three seasons, that shows you're not a good enough play caller. And at this point, I don't care anymore. I wish I was in the locker room so I could talk and see what's the temperature right now. I think the Bears players are united themselves, but I think there's a rift between the players and the players and the coaches right now. And I can't confirm that at the moment, but just what I'm seeing, the attitudes, whenever people ask, how do you feel about Nagy? It's like, I'm not really focused. Well, you ask them, how do you feel about the players? It's always them, my guys. I'm holding it down. Because I asked Bilal Nichols, how does it feel this week that the offense had to hold you down? After you all held the offense down for basically the past two seasons, how did it feel like the offense had to bail you out? And he was like, well, you know, as a team, we always try to lift each other up and we don't focus on those things. You know, it's just we're trying our best. And sometimes people have to step in positions they're not used to. Like, yeah, I'm like, I feel that. But then when I asked about Matt Nagy, he's like, no, you know, man, I just got to take care of myself. I'm like, that sounds like someone who don't want to get into that. And at the end of the day, it is what it is with the Bears. I'm not going to get too upset about it, but I can't sit here and act like a Bears win would have made me happy. Of course it would have. Of course it would have. Scott, when they were winning, you tweeted me the Ryan Pace picture. The Ryan Pace meme is like, of course they were. Of course you were. But there's a part of the Bears fan of you that's not joking, and you know it.
No, I'm not. I was 100% joking.
No.
How long have I hated Ryan Pace?
You were probably 99% joking, but that
okay,
1%,
that's a huge 99%.
But that 1% of you was like, and that's all I was saying. That's all. I hate that. I hate the lack of trying. I hate the fact that they can't run an offense simplistically, and I hate the fact that the defense just seems to have given up. It's annoying. That's just annoying. It's like with the Lions when they went 0-16. You can't blame the Lions for not trying. They just sucked. There was nothing they could do.
It wasn't for a lack of effort.
They tried. You know what I'm saying? They tried. They tried super hard, but didn't work.
It sounds like Ryan Pace is already kind of doing his concession piece speech. He said on Bears pregame show, was it pregame? Oh, it was pregame. Okay, this was before. This wasn't after. Okay, I got it wrong. But he said before, I love this town. I love the city. I love our fan base. It's one of the many reasons why this is so hard of all of us when we go through a losing streak. We've lost five straight, and it doesn't seem well with anyone. That's before they blew this epic loss, and now it's six in a row. And you know the Bears have not lost six in a row since 2002.
2002.
Who was the head coach? Was it Dick Geron? I'm finna do my Googles right now. Dick Geron was the head coach, yes, from 99 to 2003. So real Dick Geron vibes for the Bears. Real six in a row. Six of them, what Michael Jordan say. So it's like next week. And now, you know what we got to hear this week? I hope y'all ready for it. In the media, guess who's coming to town? DeShauna Claus.
Hey, you know he coming to choke slam everybody.
He's coming to send the Bears to hell and back. If there's any game this nigga's going to be ready for, it's this one.
He finna freaking DP the Bears.
And that Texas defense started to play a little better. They playing, and against our defense, boy, they going to have this nigga looking like fucking Russell Wilson, nigga. Like, it's going to be another fucking level. So now we're going to have to hear all this. Did you know the Bears drafted Mr. Trubisky over Deshaun Watson? Did you know that? I'm going to be hearing that all fucking week. I'm just glad it's not on national TV. I'm glad we're done with national TV after that. And guess who we play after that? We play the Vikings, who just beat our ass, who, guess what, are now, if the Cardinals lose this game, we'll be tied for a playoff spot. They got something to play for.
Yeah.
They have something to play for.
If I were, dude, I really wish I was in Bill Lazor's position right now, because you look like that likely candidate to be interim. I would just go crazy. My playbook would look ridiculous. What's your first play? Four verticals, nigga, from Madden. I'm throwing that. You know what? Hail Mary first play. I'm putting David Montgomery at QB and Mitch at tight end. I don't even care at this point. You know what I'm saying? Since this is what's going to happen with the Bears, tank. I mean, make our Tavius Pierce a starting running back. Who cares at this point? You know what I'm saying? It's just after sitting there, because every Bears game is a work day for me. So I get it. I get inside the Soldier Field probably at 9 o'clock, 9:30. I don't leave till around 5. Typically, unless it's like today where the players just were quick and call it a day. It was two players, and then it was Mitch and Nagy. Sometimes we get three players on each Zoom call, but just two, and they were dipping. And so personally, I got hit. But so personally, every single day that I go there is a job, and I come there to work. But with every working spirit, you want the environment to match in its quality. You want the environment to be good. And when I got there, I was like, okay, you know, if they lose, it is what it is. I'm not going to really be concerned. And I said, well, here they go giving people not hope. Here you go people saying, where was this at? Oh, okay. Well, maybe they can sit it. Then it's all. Maybe they can win out. Now at the end, man, I missed the Trestman years. Man, I'm like, hold on now.
Yeah, let's relax. When Matt Forte was like, Lovie Smith got fat. Lovie Smith was here for almost a fucking decade.
Bro, exactly.
Lovie Smith missed the playoffs 5 out of the 8 years he was here. Shut up. It's like the Tibbs thing. You know how some Bulls fans still obsessed with Tibbs? Firing Tibbs, and even with Ozzy. I love Ozzy. It was time for that nigga to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the problem when those are three guys, three coaches that Chicago sports fans love. And what's only one of them niggas got a ring. Only one got a ring. Let's be very clear. Ozzy's the only one with a ring. But what Ozzy failed to learn, that when he got fired, it was 2012. You can't be yelling at niggas like you was in 2005. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. Especially when you keep losing, that gets tuned out. So it's time for him to go. It was time for Tibbs to go. Tibbs was running niggas' bodies into the ground. It's time for him to go. It was time for Lovie to go. The problem was who the fuck they replaced them three with. Robin Ventura, Fred Hoiberg, and fucking Mark Trestman. That's the problem. Wasn't getting rid of them was the issue. It's who they replaced them with.
I think, going back to your point about all of these old Bears players, like, well, you know, man, Lovie got fired. This and I was like, nigga, ain't no tea. Ain't no tea at all. He was there for almost a decade. You don't get that from being a bad coach. And how many times did he make the playoffs, Scott?
In what time?
During Lovie's tenure.
3 times. He was there from 2004 to 2010.
So he had that long, and he made the playoffs.
No, 2012, my bad. 2004 to 2012.
So he was there for 8 years. And how many times did he have 2 back-to-back winning seasons?
Only once.
Twice? Only once.
Come on. 05 and 06.
Come on, dog.
Now, to be fair, 2011 to 2012 were derailed by Jay Cutler's injuries.
It don't matter.
But you are correct. You shouldn't collapse that hard.
You know what I'm saying? You should not collapse that hard.
You ready for a stat for your ass? Yeah. In the last 30 years, the Bears have made 7 playoff appearances with 7 different head coaches.
Come on, dog.
So that means there's 23 years that these niggas did not make the playoffs. So that's 30. I've been on this earth 32 years. Since 1988, the Bears made the playoffs what, 9 times? Well, they made an 88 was the last time they made an 80s. So that's 8 times in my 32 years on this earth. That is despicable.
Yeah.
1 Super Bowl. It's despicable. I know some fans got mad on Twitter when I called the a couple Bears fans got mad when I called the Bears the football Knicks. Hold on. We're not the fuck we are.
Excuse you. Yes, we are.
I'm gonna tell you the differences. The comparisons right here. Knicks fans are loyal as shit. Knicks fans are delusional as shit.
Oh my goodness! Every year, Knicks tape.
Yeah, Bears fans are loyal as shit. Bears fans are delusional as shit. What's the main thing that everybody cares about in New York? It's Madison Square Garden. It's the Mecca. It's Manhattan. Every great moment in New York Knicks history over the last 35 years has been because of another nigga. When Michael Jordan whooped ass, when Kobe whooped ass, when LeBron whooped ass, when Steph whooped ass. It's not been because when Reggie was whooped ass. it has not been because when the Heat used to beat their ass and niggas was fighting and grabbing Jeff Van Gundy grabbing legs and shit. It was never because of the Knicks. You look at the Bears, it's the charter franchise. Soldier Field. The Grabowskis. Mike, I'm tired, bro. I'm tired of hearing about that shit. I'm tired. Harold Washington was still alive when them niggas won. Thriller was 2 years old when last time the Bears won. Bad was not out. Bad was not out. Let's think about this. I don't even know if Beverly Hills Cop was out yet.
That I can't say. I don't know.
I don't know, but the point is, it's been a long time. Michael Jordan was a rookie. He was a fucking rookie the last time the Bears won the Super Bowl. Like, remember in the Packers game last week? I hate to say this. It's going to pain me to say this, and it's going to pain a lot of Bears fans to hear this. Bears-Packers is the most overrated rivalry in the history of football. I'm sorry.
It ain't a rivalry.
They've been kicking our ass for a long time.
You know what? I will say this. If you just look at the win-loss record, it's a rivalry simply because every team has dominated a decade, and that's just what it is. Whereas the Bears are like 102-74 versus the Lions. That's not a rivalry. But with the Bears-Packers, it's a rivalry. It's just this is not the decade that's a rivalry.
That's why I said it's an overrated rivalry.
The 2000s, was that a rivalry? Yeah. That was a rivalry.
During Lovey's tenure, it was a rivalry.
It was a rivalry. I mean, if you add up the losses for the 2000s.
Because Favre used to kick our ass. Remember, that was the first thing Lovey said when he went to the press conference. Favre used to kick our ass.
The big Green Bay.
Yeah, he didn't say win a championship.
The first time.
He said beat the first Favre, time. Favre used to whoop our ass. But in Favre's twilight years, we was kicking ass. Then guess what happened? Aaron Rodgers. And it was quiet after that. I think we beat them niggas maybe 3-4 times since Aaron Rodgers has been starting quarterback.
Let's see.
So, yes, it's a rivalry. It's just overrated.
Well, no, it's exactly like I thought. It's pretty mixed in regards
to...
No, 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 no. I'm talking about the 2000s.
Okay.
The 2000s is pretty mixed in terms of Bears-Packers. Yeah, won the first game in 2000, lost the next, won, lost, won, lost, win, lost, win, lost, and then okay, yeah, that's it. So that was the last time it's competitive. Now let's go to the 2010s.
Okay,
you start with 2010s, Bears get a W, loss, win, 2013, loss, win, 2015. Loss, win, loss. So in the past decade, you've beat the Packers 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
And we play these niggas twice a year. So that's what, 20 times we played them? And you beat them 4?
Yeah. So this... All I want for Bears fans right now to do is... I think in the preview
pod... I have a rumor for you that I want to bring up when you're done.
Oh, I have, bro.
Call the sheriff.
What?
It's the time to call the sheriff.
Who's the sheriff?
Peyton fucking Manning. You hear about the rumor? Is it time to call the sheriff?
Hold up. Hold up now. Hold up.
Is it time to call the sheriff?
I would not mind him as a coach. And here's why.
No, I'm talking about coach, I'm talking about general manager.
I wouldn't mind either.
Peyton Manning is a football savant.
He is a 100% football savant. He knows every position on the field.
If you watch him on detail, I don't know if you watch Peyton Places, yeah. Is probably my favorite ESPN Plus show.
His post-football career, post-playing career, has been fantastic. It would take it to the next level if he was a general manager or if he was a coach, whatever he decides. And I would not mind him as a coach or a general manager. Yeah. And the Bears love picking people without coaching experience. So I know you're thinking GM. I know you're thinking GM.
I'm thinking GM.
I know you're thinking GM, but the Bears love player, love coaches who don't have experience.
Because I don't think Peyton wants to be a coach.
I don't know. I've seen him talk about it on detail. I've seen him laugh things off like that. But I have rumors that I can't share until after the podcast about who's getting fired. But they're heating up. And
the internet's is what Cam say? The computer's Putin.
The computer's Putin at Soldier Field today.
Okay.
And I'm so glad that I'm forming relationships with these people. A lot of great people. I mean, it's funny because it's somebody like Jason Leisure who I have followed for years. I look at him, he's like, "What's going on, Joe?" I was like, "Oh, you know, it's weird for me." I'm like, "Holy crap. I work next to this guy." It is cool. So I feel blessed. I always want to reiterate, I feel so blessed to be a part of that. With that being said, I have begun to talk to so many people around there. And it's so funny. There were people from the Houston Texans today watching us. They left early. And I thought to myself,
that's hilarious.
But it wasn't because the Bears were so far ahead. They left when the Lions got it to 3. But I'm pretty sure they said, we've seen enough. And dipped. Yeah, the only reason I knew they're from the Texans is because one of the people who works in the press box for the Bears said, "You guys from Houston, right? All right." And I had to do another person who was from Houston who had no mask on. And that infuriated me. I'm pretty sure he won't be coming back next year. He wore it every time he got it, but sat it down and took it off. I'm like, what are you there for? Luckily, I was 20 feet away from this nigga and went nowhere near his area. But still.
How did he even get in with no mask?
He wore it, and then once he got to the seat, he took it off.
And nobody, but nobody, he was sitting there like, that's my man with super bad, who ate by himself.
Something glass.
I'm finna Google that shit.
Something glass.
You mean Steve Glansberg.
Steve Glansberg. There was a picture. Do you ever see any RDC World's videos or Supreme Dreams' name?
Who?
You seen Supreme Dreams' videos. RDC World is their name on, I want to say YouTube.
Would they make Bears videos?
No, just videos in general. Hilarious YouTube videos.
Oh, no, I don't know. I have. I just didn't pay attention to it.
Damn, you just got it. There we go. So, this is how I was sitting in the press box, if you can see me.
You talking about that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I was sitting. I'm like, nigga, if you don't put your mask on. So I had bigger things to worry about than the Bears game.
I'm calling this episode Call the Sheriff.
That's hilarious. It's Peyton Manning to the Bears time. To the
and
Bears
wouldn't
time.
It be poetic justice, the guy who took away the Super Bowl from us?
Delivers one.
I would take back every fucking word. Tom Brady will not be the GOAT anymore. I swear to God. If you want to see a nigga cake for Peyton Manning, let Peyton come here and win a championship. I swear, you won't hear nothing about Tom Brady ever again.
Holy hell, the Chargers are getting beat 35-0.
Anthony Lynn is good as gone. Of course, we'll get into that on 2-minute drill, but Michael Wilbon
said, he can come mop the spills at the Soldier Field bathrooms.
Michael Wilbon said, sad excuse for a football team, the Bears or the Jets. Bears. We have way more talent.
Jalen Hurts is in the game?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bears fans, that I'm playing more attention to the other games besides this one, but everything I want to say that when it comes to the Bears, I've told fans after, man, when the Bears have had seasons like this, which have been numerous in our time having Sunday night in Dallas. How many winning seasons have we had since we started? The one?
Since we've become fans?
No. Since we've had Sunday night in Dallas.
One.
So after every season, what do I say? Man, just look forward to who we can keep. You know, look forward to who the Bears might keep around. At this point, I want to tell you from people I know through all our Soldier Field, nobody's off the table. Nobody's off the table. I'm only going to assume the person that is unmovable is Khalil Mack. because the organization really likes Khalil Mack, and no one wants that contract. And he's also, over.
I didn't notice today, Bears had that cap hit till 2023 if they traded him.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
It's no point to get rid of him. On top of that, it's like Sky said, I want him to retire a Bear.
I love Khalil.
I love Khalil.
There's, to me, there's only, to me, there's only three untouchable players on this team.
Okay.
Khalil Mack.
Okay.
Eddie Jackson.
Okay.
And Roquan Smith.
Probably.
And Roquan is number one. Roquan is number one untouchable on my list. Like, I'm not trading Roquan. Roquan is having a ridiculous season.
Oh, he's flying around.
He's having a ridiculous season. He ain't been doing no dumb shit with COVID like I thought he would probably be doing.
No.
And he's young as shit. He's going to get paid like a motherfucker. Like, Roquan is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Those are the only... Allen Robinson, you can go. You can go. Bye. Bye.
You know the funny thing? You know who I want to keep offensively?
Who?
Darnell Mooney.
Oh, Darnell. I know it seems... Nowhere.
You know, the funny thing is because his football IQ is insane. On that, and Mitch has several good throws this game. But when he felt that pressure and tossed it to Mooney, I said, Mooney, duck under, get the first down. What'd he do? He ducked that shoulder and got the first down. I said, bro, that's a vet move. Meanwhile, Anthony Miller got the ball.
Oh, I want to keep Devin Montgomery. Look.
Oh,
Debo has been great since he came back from his injury. We see what he can do with blocking. And honestly, bro, offensive line went bad with me. Who's the guy that had the center? Mustafa. He looked
Mustafa's
good.
Mustafa's good. The only person who I think had a bad game was Charles Leno, offensively.
Water is wet.
But see, here's the thing is, I don't...
Him and his racist girlfriend. I'm going to keep saying that.
Is she actually racist?
She's racist. You know how they found them old tweets So I forgot when he got his contract extension, they found her old tweets when she was college, and she said something about niggers and shit. There's always tweets.
But I will say that, I see. Racist tweets resurfaced. What did she say? I don't see it.
Bro, yeah, the Pats are beating the shit. Oh, that's what you was talking about.
I can't tell if loving basketball is why I love black guys, or if I love loving basketball because I love black guys. It's funny how black guys treat white girls on campus. It makes me want to go back to talking to white guys. It's true what they say about black guys. Probably why I can't bring myself to marry a white guy again. Yeah, I think she's just fetishizing black men.
Which is racist.
Not racist.
She just wants us for our peen. She doesn't want our love that we give.
Ghetto people are always naming their children after
ghetto.
Uh-oh. Racist alert. Racist. Ghetto people always naming their kids after stuff they can't afford. Mercedes, light bill, rent, car insurance. I mean, that's a hilarious tweet. From a black person, I'd probably laugh. But yeah, that's...
them crackers?
You know, but... He had a game discipline-wise because I was like, man, you gave up a stupid foul. But then I also said the Lions got two pushed off TDs. But hear me out. They would have scored the TDs another way. Yes. So don't trip. They would have found a way to score the TDs. One thing for sure is Jalen Johnson has been picked on all season. And for a rookie, he's held his own extremely well. But that TD against him was absolutely – but he and Kyle Fuller were the only people who said, you know what, I think I should cover players and not just grass. So,
Bilal Nichols was the only defender to show up today.
Bilal had a hell of a game.
Bilal balled out.
And I really enjoyed it. That was the first time I think I've ever interviewed him. And he doesn't get interviewed often. He handled it with poise. And I said, when's the last time you got an interception? Because I looked up and he had one when he was in college. He started laughing. He was like, oh, man, I think I had about two or three in college. He basically said, I'm not new to this. I'm true to this.
Right.
And I think Bilal Nichols is somebody they're going
to
bring back.
He told you to Google him.
Basically, I think Bilal Nichols is someone they're going to bring back because he went to Delaware too, which is, I mean, to get where he is coming from, Delaware is pretty impressive. That's the FBS team or FCS, whatever it's called, FCS. And so he'll earn himself some more playing time next year, though. Of course, he'll have to deal with the fact that Eddie Goldman will come back. But man, the loss of Eddie Goldman has also been key.
because if you're someone like Pagano who's so keen about Sammy's Fangio, Fangio was not going to rush more than his front, but they got to the QB. And so one thing is sure, we were surely wrong about Fangio. We were like, man, we don't need him. Oh, we were wrong. We were definitely wrong. Fangio is as good as they say when it comes to defense.
So
right now, as I'm going back to my point, because we all been ranting, but it's, I think it's been a fantastic episode of us just getting out our, it's not really frustrations, because we've come to expect this. It's just funny. We've come to expect them. I've told Bears fans every year to watch something. This year, I don't know what to watch because I don't know who's going to be back. The only people that I know who's going to be back are who Scott mentioned. Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith, and Eddie Jackson. That's all who I can guarantee to be back. Don't be surprised next year if Mitchell Trubisky is back. I know Bears fans think it's impossible. Back, bro. Trust me.
I'll bet money that Nagy comes back when Mitch comes back.
No, trust me. The way the Bears are setting up right now, the way they want to move
as a starter?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Just on a minimal deal to keep him just on the roster, just to have a quarterback.
I don't see that happening at all.
You're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked.
And this is what the streets are telling you?
This is what the streets are saying. Right. Because there's no point. But first of all,
you know Nick Foles is still on the contract, right? He will be still on the contract next year.
Of course, but they're going to try to find a way to release Nick Foles because there's no point. But the main thing that they need to do right now is securing a quarterback. Like when people said, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I said, one, they're not going to get another quarterback. They're not going to waste more money. And two, I don't think Ryan Pace will have the opportunity to get another quarterback. Because when you how the fuck we miss out on Patrick Mahomes? Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Ah, that's so angering.
What'd I say? Look. I've been trying to tell y'all about Ryan Pace for a long
generational time. Generational talent. You don't miss on that.
Y'all can go back to them 2016 episodes and listen to what I was saying. But he had a hot summer in 2018. One hot album every 10-year average. He had a hot summer. He had a hot girl summer in 2018, and that's it.
You said he had a hot girl summer.
Ryan Pace had a hot girl summer in 2018, and that's it. That nigga's buns. He can go. If there's anybody, I keep Nagy for another year before I bring Pace back.
No, I fire them both.
Obviously.
But if I had to choose, sure. Was Jamal Adams in the same draft as Mitch?
Yes. And that's what I said on Summer Sessions. I said, okay.
No, but hear me out. If there's a position that I do not mind missing out on, it's defensive back.
Fucking any defensive. Any. The Bears have never had trouble building a defense.
No, never. In what decade did they have a
historical? The 1 year we had that bad defense because them niggas was old.
That's true. The Bears can build a defense instantly.
Yeah, that's not.
You give the Bears three seasons, they'll have a good defense.
Right. We're wasting this defense. There'll be another one coming.
Exactly. It's a constant.
It'll probably be the muscles of the Midway Wolf Pack. It's just going to be Roquan, Bojack.
That's why we need the sheriff. Yeah. Because the sheriff is going to know who to get off.
Call the sheriff.
I want to Photoshop, if I had time, which I'm super tired. I'm not. I would Photoshop a cowboy hat with the Bears logo all over it and put it on.
No, there's a picture with him wearing a Walter Payton jersey. Remember from Payton's Places?
Oh, nice.
Call the sheriff. Nice. But, you know, I just want all y'all to relax, have a good week. And guess who's coming to save us this week? Only the Bulls. The one and only Chicago Bulls. Get ready for Bulls basketball. That's all that's going to happen. Bulls basketball. And spring training in March is what I'm looking forward to for the White Sox.
Who's playing on Sunday Night Football?
Chiefs fucking Broncos.
Oh, God. There's no second game?
No. Oh, but we get two Monday Night Football games tomorrow, and we get a Tuesday game. Another COVID classic.
That's hilarious. COVID classic. You know, man, I feel like by the time the Bears – put together a franchise, these smaller dreads that I have right now are going to be draping.
You're going to have kids.
I know. You're going to be...
That's what I'm upset about. Hopefully rich. I'm going to have to go to the parade with my kids. I didn't want to go to the parade with my kids. I wanted to go by myself and get belligerently drunk.
Oh, no. I wanted my kids to struggle with me first. I don't want my kids to be conscious and then say, oh, Bears win. I'm used to winning. I want to say, no, little nigga, you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing about struggling. When your team goes 5-11 and then some reason goes 10-6 the next season.
You know what be funny? What if the Bears became like a powerhouse during our kids there? And then we'd be like, you fucking spoiled bastards.
Like, what if the Bears went on like a Patriots powerhouse run? Of course, I'd be insanely happy. Oh, you give me six, you give me six titles in a 20-year run, and I'll be 50. I won't care for the rest of my life. Like, oh, my grandchildren, oh, man, Bears suck. Granddaddy, I'm like, oh, nigga, sometimes you got to race. And I look at the six championships I saw and walk away and say, I don't really care.
Right.
So, you know, it just is what it is, bro.
So as we wrap this up, so you think so? From the streets to telling you. Are all three like? Just give us like a.
I haven't heard nothing about Ted Phillips. So
okay,
you haven't heard. It's really weird for CEOs of teams. Like, how does? I don't know.
No, he's
I don't
not
know
gonna get fired. He'll get reassigned.
But even still, reassigned. I don't know how often that happens. So
it happens
I can't
a
tell
lot.
You. Oh, okay. Well, I don't.
It happens
a lot.
Like they're like, oh, we're moving him to this department, and it just means we're professionally firing you from your position.
He's gonna work at that place that Leonardo
just be
DiCaprio
the money or... man. You're good at branding. You're good at building the Bears brand. Stay
nigga,
there.
Shut up and let me talk. God, just interjected. He's gonna work in that building. What's remember that job in Wolf of Wall Street? Leonardo DiCaprio worked that first little dry rundown office. That's the office.
Oh, the little small penny stock.
Yeah, that's the office they should put him at.
In the penny,
nigga. I sent you back to the hood like 50 said to get your mind right.
The little penny stock. I tweeted a video on our 79th and Hallis page. With Ari, I said coming to Hallis Hall soon and had Ari go with firing dude. And somebody tweeted us, what show this from? We are losing so many recipes. Every day we move further and further away from God's light. Why would you ask me that?
We're losing recipes.
That was awesome. So you see the girl who tweeted, did you know FUBU meant for us, by us? And then the other dude responded to it, yeah, it was founded by Damon Dash.
What?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's Damon John, okay? Like, what are we doing?
Ain't summer sessions today?
No, it's not. It's Tuesday because Damien is on his love cruise right now.
What he's on a literal cruise?
No, he's not. He's in the Bay Area with his girlfriend.
I was going to say, is he on a literal cruise? He lost his
wearing
mind?
Wearing a Vought turtlenecks.
No, that turtle had me rolling.
I thought you was going to meme it.
All I can hear when he posted the picture was do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I can read your mind by a Vought, nigga.
Yeah, man. So we gonna get out of here, man. I thought this was a good episode. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed this episode. It was funny as hell to me. I enjoyed it. Hopefully changes are coming. Hopefully changes are coming, man. We're gonna sign out. I'm Scott. This
will they come though? No. I hate this team. This team has ruined me.
Hey, man. It is what it is, man. We out. Y'all have a good week.
Well, hold on.
What? You still want to talk?
Even Jalen Hurts is playing well. Why can't we get a quarterback?
Don't fall for the fucking rookie who came in mid-game with no tape. Let's not fall for that, okay? You've watched football way too long. Let's give this nigga a couple weeks before we crown him.
You're right. All right. We can call it one.
All right, man. We out.